This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris met Tuesday with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico City in her continuing effort to curb the surge of migrants to the southwestern U.S. border by bolstering economic conditions in Central America. Harris and López Obrador watched as aides signed a memorandum of understanding to establish a strategic partnership to cooperate on development programs in the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Tens of thousands of their citizens have left home to trek through Mexico to try to get into the United States in recent months, with more than 178,000 migrants reaching the U.S. border in April, nearly half of those from Central America. Harris, on her first foreign trip as vice president, had a blunt message Monday for Latin American migrants as she visited Guatemala. She said, "Do not come." She said the United States is not afraid to enforce its immigration laws and stop people at the border. The U.S. President Joe Biden has allowed unaccompanied migrant children to stay in the United States, unlike former President Donald Trump, who expelled them. Responding to a shouted question from a reporter about whether Mexico was willing to increase its immigration enforcement, López Obrador said he and Harris will be touching on that subject, but always addressing the fundamental root causes of the surge in migrants. After meeting with López Obrador, Harris was expected to talk with female entrepreneurs and hold a roundtable with labor workers. French President Emmanuel Macron was slapped on Tuesday while shaking hands across a barrier in southeastern France. Video from the scene showed Macron striding toward a small crowd of people waiting behind a barrier. According to Reuters, as Macron reached out to shake hands, a man in the crowd shouted, "Down with Macronia," and slapped him in the face.